keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Alessia and Sophie with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, a historical book containing a handwritten ledger of local soldiers who gave their lives during World War I and World War II has been stolen from a church in Toowoomba. The book has been on display for more than 100 years at St. Luke Anglican Church. The missing book was discovered by a cleaner, and security footage from 2 weeks prior captured an unknown man removing the book from its case. Centre Warden at St. Luke's Gordon Lee said the book isn't the first thing to be stolen from the church, with candelabras, brassware, crosses and flags being taken while the church is open daily to the community. The police are now investigating the missing book.
After 2 years of construction, an underground tunnel is set to open to commuters in the Adelaide Street next week. It was originally expected to be finished in mid-2024, and the opening of the new tunnel marks the completion of a decade-long campaign that aims to reshape Brisbane's transport. The tunnel will provide a link for busways moving through the bank of the Brisbane River, North Quay and King George Square. Brisbane City Council Transport Committee Chair Ryan Murphy said the new tunnel will reduce the number of buses clogging the road by a third. 1,400 buses are expected to use the tunnel each weekday.
In national news, Australian Poisons Hotlines received almost 1,500 calls about children ingesting melatonin last year, more than double the calls recorded in 2019. Experts say the spike is due to the growing use of melatonin by parents to help children sleep, either as prescription or products brought online in forms like gummies. Most cases involved accidental ingestion, incorrect doses, or adverse reaction to the medicine, with symptoms ranging from drowsiness to nausea. In Queensland, calls relating to melatonin exposure for children under 14 have risen by 154 since 2019. Senior Specialist in Poisons Information Genevieve Adamo expressed the need to reduce education gap regarding medications.
RACQ has been accused of fooling customers through misleading price comparisons for more than 5 years. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission alleges RACQ led households to believe they were getting a small bump in insurance costs, but were instead being hit with a 40% increase due to misleading last period premiums. In a statement, RACQ said they had self-reported the matter following a media inquiry and have been working with the ASIC as well as conducting an internal review. ASIC Deputy Chair Sarah Court said customers should be able to compare prices at face value, especially amidst the current cost of living crisis.
In international news, thousands of Brazilians have joined protests across the country on Sunday in response to a bill that would see ex-president Jair Bolsonaro being granted amnesty. Bolsonaro was found guilty of planning a coup earlier this month and was sentenced to 27 years in jail. He was to remain under house arrest until his lawyers had exhausted all appeals, but the Chamber of Deputies have fast-tracked a bill which could see Bolsonaro spared jail. Trade unions, social groups and left-wing political parties were among the protesters, which were spread across several major cities. Chants of no amnesty in prison for Bolsonaro were heard throughout the day, with protesters claiming they were fighting for Brazil's democracy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more.
In the meantime, weekly dose of science on 4ZZ.
You can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZ.org.au.
A weekly dose of science on 4ZZ is now available as a podcast.
I learned that you can hear the difference between different water temperatures when they're poured. I'm going to